This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it true that shaitan is the one that breaks up marriages, or is it that the marriage was bad to begin with? Subhanallah, there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Muslim where he mentions that the shaitan is most proud of another little devil who enters between a husband and wife and makes them bicker and argue more than they are normally bickering and arguing, to the point that they separate. That is an authentic statement of the Prophet ﷺ. But one of the things that I think is important to stress is that healthy relationships can be assumed, and we can expel the shaitan from our home. But you can have a home that doesn't have the shaitan in it that can still end in divorce. And the reason for that is divorce is halal. If divorce was something that was sinful, you would say, yes, it's just the meddling of shaitan, no Muslim should really do it. Don't ever look at divorce as being the worst option ever. It is something that could be the best option for the right kind of circumstances. So don't look at it in that sense. But here are some of the things that you would need to consider, inshallah. First, in your home, is this relationship worth keeping? Are you committed to it? And have you established the principles that our deen asks us to establish? Are you people who are establishing your prayer and doing the things that are necessary? Or is it just, you know, a marriage of convenience that has nothing in the shade of Islam except maybe the name of nikah? So that's really, really important. Number two, have you gone through counseling? And I'm not just talking about going to the imam at the local mosque, but clinicians and marriage counselors can be very, very helpful when there are strained circumstances where communication lines aren't open. They can have you speak to each other about what's deep in your heart that you might not be able to say to each other in under normal circumstances. And number three, do we have goodwill in our heart towards each other? And have we learned how to solve some of the conflicts and resolve some of the conflicts that naturally, because we live each other as husband and wife, will emerge in our homes? So consider these things as stepping stones for good conflict resolution. Choose the time you're going to discuss a matter. You know, if you're hungry, if you're tired, if you're, you know, that isn't the right time. Number two, make sure that the person that you're going to, you know, you're trying to solve this conflict with, that you see for them the possibility of them winning as much as you're winning. Every conflict should end with a win-win if you're a husband and wife. You don't want to break them. They're not, you know, they're not always going to be wrong. Number three, take responsibility for some of the things that you have done and or the other things you have done. And know inside yourself that the Prophet ﷺ, he says that of the marriages that are most blessed, in, as is in the authentic hadith, is that where a husband and wife, after they've had a strain, وَضَعَتْ يَدَهَا فِي يَدِهِ وَقَالَتْ لَا أَذُوقُ غَمْضًا حَتَّى تَرْضَ عَنِّي, is that a wife puts her hand and a husband puts his hand in his wife's hand at a moment of tension, and they say, we're not going to go to sleep until we solve this problem and we are happy with one another again. That's the framework of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us blessed relationships, healthy relationships, and encourage you to go and take some of the courses that we offer. Love notes and the art of manners, and all of these courses about ethics and manners are really, really important. And I hope you'll join me for one of them, inshallah.